Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get started. I welcome you here on this festive occasion. Appreciate all of you. And you see the agenda in front of you. So let's try to move through that. So we call the meeting to order. I'd like a motion, if we could, to accept the minutes and also approve the agenda.
I move we accept the minutes and the agenda.
We have a motion by Mr. Bond. Mr. Quayle, all in favor say... Oh, we have a question, Norm?
Yeah, just on the minutes.
Yes, sir.
On, like, 114.
Okay.
It said Norman said that he would argue the CBTD is doing the same thing and getting the same thing. That should be doing the same thing and getting less ridership.
Okay.
Is what I said.
All right. Any objections to changing that, doing the same thing and getting less ridership? Okay, Charisse, if you wouldn't mind making that change. Any other changes or corrections? All in favor of the motion for both minutes and agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Next meeting, looking ahead to 2018, hard to believe, January 24th, back at Bridgerland. And so we're back on the budget. This has been advertised as a public hearing again, and so we'll certainly ask if there's any public input at some point. And so first let's just open it up for questions or comments from board members. We did spend quite a bit of time, but it's important. So if you have questions or concerns about the budget for calendar 2018, let's hear it now, please.
I just wanted to make a comment, not necessarily on the budget, but
okay,
just about last month's board meeting.
Okay.
You know, I just felt uneasy about it when we try to rush through it and get it done. I think that when we have a budget meeting, something so important, we should make sure that all questions are answered, everybody has an opportunity, and we discuss everything and not have to close it off. It just seemed like we spent... The guy from CMPO to give a presentation, which could have been given at any time, you know, and we could have spent the whole time on the budget and had that another time. But it just seemed really rushed and we didn't get a lot of questions. So in the future, I think that if we have a budget meeting, we make sure we have enough time so we don't short any board members, but they can all ask their questions and make sure everybody understands. And just, I
appreciate that comment. I respectfully disagree a little bit because I think future planning, which CASH Metropolitan Planning Organization does for transportation, and that summit we talked about, the three of us attended, I thought that was important for future planning and sort of related to the budget, so that was just my fault. I'm the one that said, let's put that on there. So if people are unhappy...
I'm just... I don't want to be like you. No.
I tell you what, if this group wants another meeting on the budget, we can have it this year. We can have another meeting. But it's kind of up to the whole group.
Yeah.
The majority's got to say we want another meeting. So thank you very much for those comments. Any other comments or concerns related to the budget? Bean?
Make this comment. I got the impression last go around that some people feel like that we should be a profit type organization. We are not. We are a service organization. Much like fire, police, the parks, the recreation facilities that are in the community, we are never going to make a profit. We are here to serve people. And of course, there's going to be a tipping point where we may go beyond what we can afford to do. But nonetheless, we need to be service oriented. That's what Cash Valley Transit District is all about. We're never going to make a profit. We're going to be a service organization for this valley, and we've got to focus on that. And costs are going to increase. I know that the ridership costs are always going to increase, but nonetheless, I don't think we're anywhere near a tipping point. I think we've got to continue on. And if you ride the bus and you see who rides that bus, how dependent they are on it. Occasionally I've been at the middle school when they discharge the kids coming into that school. I'm amazed at how many kids can come off that bus. I didn't realize it before that many kids. We are a service organization, and I think we need to have that attitude completely. Yes, we need to be cost conscious, yet our first obligation is to serve this community, this valley. That's what this district is.
Thank you very much. Yes, Sean.
Can I make a suggestion for all of us on the board? You know, I don't know about you guys, but as we go through this budget process every year, I think of questions I have, and it's all done. Or when we don't have time, just step back and we've gone too far down the road. I would suggest that we all keep a copy of the budget that we've been given and make our notes, write our questions, and hold on to this, and next year come October, hold it out and look at it. And we can have more of a strategic discussion.
Good point. And I would suggest that maybe even more frequently than that, so we do get our quarterly performance
reports. Quarterly has it also, and, Sean. So.
You know, some board members have mentioned a little concern about specific line items, and we can talk about that tonight, or at the same time, during next year's meetings, we can ask progress in that particular area. How are we doing? Like the USU $75,000 set aside, which we may or may not spend based on 7th North. Norm and I had a discussion about this. And there are certain things that we'll ask you to report back to us on, right?
Yes.
The progress on that. And I think we can ask budget questions at the January meeting, seems to me, if we have some, don't you think so?
I do, but I just think...
But at some point, we've got to approve it and move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't forget by the time.
Yes, good point. Dean?
I just think we've got a good framework, and I would approve the budget that's been presented to us, and I think we've had a good discussion and had an opportunity to understand it very well, and I move that we approve the budget.
We do have a motion already, and there'll be opportunity for discussion. Is there a second to that motion to approve the budget as it's been proposed?
Before you approve the budget, you have to have a public hearing, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we can do that after we have a motion.
Just don't approve it.
You're right. Thank you.
You can.
Thank you. Do we have a second to that motion? Then we'll open it up to the public. We'll open it up to the board for discussion.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All right. Are there people in the audience that would like to comment on the proposed Cache Valley Transit budget for 2018? This is an advertised public hearing. Feel free to step over here or stand up. I don't see a lot of interest over there. Okay, back to the board. Any question on the motion or about the budget?
So can we amend the motion, or is the motion for the whole budget to be approved as it is?
The motion's to approve it as it is, but you can suggest, and we did a substitute motion, a month or when we met last time in November. So tell us what your concerns are.
Well, I just motioned that we remove the voter survey from the budget.
Okay, and that the amount of money was
$10,000.
Okay.
What do you want to remove?
I don't see the value out of this time. I don't know why we're going after the voter survey. I don't know if we're doing this to put it on the ballot because there are rumors of raising sales tax, if that's their angle we're doing it, or if we're doing it there. We really didn't discuss it. All we had was just a line item of being on there.
But we could leave it in the budget and just not purchase it.
Let's ask our general manager and Curtis why that amount of money is in the budget and why you proposed it.
The purpose behind the voter survey, the purpose behind the voter survey is it's not always about a sales tax initiative. It's about understanding the voter. So we've done the short-range transit plan. The short-range transit plan does do some of that. We get at our riders, and we've done an online survey, which we're trying to get people that may not be our riders, and we've got some of that feedback. However, we've done two of the voter surveys, and we've spaced those out a couple of years apart because the voters are a big part of what you want to, I want to give you a data source, I guess. So the short-range transit plan is a data source. Online surveying is a data source. I just want to give you another data source so that as we talk about planning and we talk about, are we a service entity? Well, where should we provide service? And we talk about, well, should we provide more ridership to the areas that are creating ridership? What should we do? I want to give you information. We want information from an administrative standpoint. As you're asking us and tasking us to do those type of recommendations, I want to have that information to make the best possible plan so that we're not leaving any part of the community out.
And part of the service aspect that Dean alluded to.
Correct. And so that's the reason that we recommend doing that. But I understand Norm's concern. It's a significant amount of money.
So it's not related to raising taxes. It's really related to how do people, how does the citizenry feel about the system? Yeah. And kind of gets at the question you raised in the minutes. You know, if our ridership is declining, what could we do to increase it? I mean, that could be
most
the purpose of it.
Could most definitely.
Our customer is the voting population.
Yeah. They're a portion, most they're definitely a portion of that.
Can I add something?
Certainly, please.
There's another population that are probably not voters, and they're students at the university. So how do they have their voices heard?
So through the short-range transit plan, that's how we did that. We did.
Their voice gets heard.
but it's a great question.
I'll tell you, I spoke to a few of them down on the island because I have this bug in my head to see a bus go back on First Dam and up to the university, and they're telling me they'd love the idea of that. I don't know if, but
so to your point, Debbie, when we sent out that survey, the online survey, the university, and they don't do this very often, this is something they've done for us the last two short-range transit plans, they actually allowed us to email that link out to every university employee and student.
Okay.
And so I do think we did engage the university, and we did see a lot of response from that demographic. But again, I think we're trying to get at different data points for you and for us. I mean, we want to make sure we're having as much data as we can to make recommendations.
Might I suggest we don't limit any survey research to voters.
Correct.
Right.
You know, they could be university students. So I personally like the idea of surveying people to find out what public opinion is.
I'm ready to
like
get a lawn chair and put it right at the Dugway. And just talk to those young ones going up.
Kill. What were you thinking?
I just, from 7 to 9, just seeing the numbers, it's just like a traffic study. People are standing there with a little counter. And just ask them, would you like to save the walk? And could you, if you could get up to school in 15 minutes, the transit center is out of the question for them. But if they could get up there, is that 45 seats? I don't know. That's kind of a passion of mine right now, I think. So I need to back off because I want to keep going on this.
Did we answer the question, though? I guess that's the reason. But it's
any other discussion? Now, Norm could, I believe, make a motion to amend, to add an amendment to the approval motion if we had a second. Do you want to go that far? Do you want to make a motion to delete any money for survey research?
No. I just motioned to remove the voter survey this time. Okay. I think we have enough with the short-range transit to do it.
And we'd need second and need to vote on that. Thank you.
And I'd second that because I've shared with you guys my sentiment.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to amend the big motion to delete that portion of the budget. Any discussion on the amendment motion? Should we vote? All in?
Just to add, I guess another comment, I'd just add to Norm's point. You know, we did in 2015, we did a survey for all the, we spent $18,000 to do a complete survey, and then all this with the short-range transit plan. It just seems like it'd be redundant to do it again. I think most of the questions we'd ever ask would, between those two surveys, have been answered and with great response. So,
okay, let's vote on the motion, and so we understand the amendment motion. To delete one item, and that's $10,000 for survey research. All in favor of deleting that item, raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
However, we're all
have
we Norm and I only make one vote.
Okay, all right. So we'll have to have sophisticated mathematicians.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
All right. Let's do that. Yeah. How many are opposed to the amendment motion?
And Jeff and I are only one vote.
Do I get to vote? I don't know.
Yes. You can break a tie.
I have had to break a tie.
So
one.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're good.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But we don't. So it's 5 to 7. But we don't know.
Yeah, but okay.
How are these weighted?
I'm still trying to.
Want us to stand for
no.
Did you get it? Quick. Thank you. Give us that sheet, and then let's.
I do understand why this is confusing.
4 to 6. Yeah. So I think I got the 6 carried.
Okay.
So the amendment failed. That's what I got.
Yeah. That's what we were trying.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So barely it failed. Okay.
So could we put a cap on that since it passed at the 10,000?
They can't go over 10,000.
We don't need it. We won't use it.
Because it's in the budget as 10,000.
You can't go over a budget as well.
So without coming back to the board.
Just because it's there doesn't mean we'll spend it.
But if it's in the line item of professional fees, can you use it how you want, or 10,000 is all you can do unless you come to
the board? Do we have a guarantee from the general manager that you will not spend more than $10,000 for any kind of survey, and you won't even do that without coming back to us and explaining why and what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we proposed. That's what we are saying, and we tried to propose expenses a little high. I'm not going to... That's part of our budgeting process. I want you to understand that. We try to estimate expenses a little high, revenues a little low. That's what we try to do. Now, can we spend up to $10,000? Yeah, because you've authorized it, but we're not going to try to go spend that. We're going to try and get the most...
And you'll come back to us before you spend any of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have no problem reporting back even as we go along that
and
process.
And make sure we're comfortable with the whole survey methodology.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, I was wondering if, like, we, the board, I mean, if you come up with what specific we're trying to find out, if we, the board, might could come up with questions to be put on the survey.
What I would request is that the chair and the board recommend a committee so that we're not working with, because these are time-sensitive things, and also there's quite a few of you, and you all have different opinions, and so, which are all important, but I would try to work with a small community, a small committee, but yes, I think the small committee should set those questions.
And then bring them forth and let the board review.
I think you should be involved in that process.
With every survey, we get the questions. We all get to read them. We all get.
That's appropriate.
This is an important data point for the board. I think you should be involved in helping us draft the questions with the consultant, whoever.
So thank you, Norm. But the majority voted, and it was just barely a majority. But anyway, so we appreciate that. That's part of the process, you know. So. Any other discussion before we vote on the big unamended motion?
I'd like to bring up
one more thing. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So I'm a little uncomfortable with the spending at the university for the $75,000. So generally, at the last meeting, one asked, so what are we doing or what's the plan of that? And everybody said, well, we don't know yet. We're still formulating it. Well, it's just not good business practice to throw out a random amount of money and say, well, we want to look at doing something. We don't know what we're going to do or for sure what it's going to cost. So I think until we get, I'd like to remove it temporarily until we get a more defined, like, what is it we want to do? And plus, I'm a little uncomfortable because, you know, it's not really a CBTV issue. I mean, that's a university property, their street. Their students, they maintain the liability, and sometimes I wonder if we might open ourselves up to more liability by getting.
Not if it's our bus.
Put in there, but you know, and that could be something we could discuss.
If in fact they go ahead with their study, and we have to ensure the safety of the passengers, then I think we have to have or need to have some involvement. It makes sense.
Yeah, and we
75,000. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why, and we might need to and look and see if there really is a demand. I mean, are we having a pedestrian accident?
We could cut that down, I think, a little, address it later on if we need to.
Yeah, and I agree.
Okay, I appreciate that comment. Jeff?
Well, I work in planning up at the university, and over the years I've seen a lot of things planned, and it takes a lot of times for people to come in and say, we will provide this much money if something comes about. And from my viewpoint, this is something that if a plan comes about and it looks like it's reasonable for Cache Valley Transit District, then, and it will benefit us, then that $75,000 will be spent. But they can't go out and make a plan unless they know there's funding behind it. So that's from my understanding, it's a good thing because it provides an opportunity for the university to work in conjunction with Cache Valley Transit District in making a plan along that 700 North, which is a very dangerous road, and working together. So it's just a way to get funding for projects.
How much?
Interestingly enough, 700 North is owned by the university.
It's owned by the university, but Logan City maintains it.
And it's still our bus.
It's still the Cache Valley Transit's bus.
So is this a conflict of interest? How many people here work at the university?
It's not a conflict of interest, but here's the point, Norm and everybody, as I see it.
It's a fair question.
This money is sitting there And again, Todd is not going to spend this money without coming back to the board and saying, based on our meetings with university people, here's the plan. University will do this, and they don't need Cache Valley Transit money, maybe. Or maybe they'll say, yes, they would like Cache Valley Transit participation to this extent. Do we agree as a board? So it's, again, the same thing that we asked for with the $10,000. You're not going to spend this or do anything without our understanding and total support, right? Just
yep.
The money is a placeholder. It may or may not be spent. So, okay, the conflict of interest question.
Well, how many people here work for Utah State?
Raise your hands if you work for Utah State University.
Two. America.
Okay.
So,
just the reason is because the training that we went to
yes.
has that, and you have to document and disclose it for conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So, if I were to bid on tires, do that. I don't know if he's on planning and zoning. Say, hey, I got you $75,000 set aside here. Not that, that you have.
No, that's exactly right.
But
if people think there's a conflict, they simply declare a potential conflict of interest, and so
recuse.
It's not a conflict of interest to me. I work in planning, but I don't have any say in the matter. I just observe. I make the campus maps. That's what I do. I don't make any planning decisions, just from my observation over the years of how it works.
Based on knowing these two gentlemen, I don't think there's a conflict of interest. But if anybody feels there is in the future, you simply declare it. You're right. From your training.
So I guess, Roger, that's why I was just thinking that, and going to go with Jeff's point too, if we didn't have it there, then say Todd come up with something or USU come up with some planning, then we could vote it in and do it and
but then
add it later.
It's
know?
True, but then you have to open the budget, you have to have a advertisement in the paper that costs taxpayer dollars, and you have to have a hearing. So I can't see it hurts a thing to leave it there. This is just me.
It's, from what I understand from listening to this conversation, the money's there. If the budget's approved, you got $75,000 to help the USU if there's a planning activity.
If
there is a planning activity and they approach the general manager and say, hey, we want your participation and we're suggesting that you can cough up $10,000, the general manager's going to come back to the board and say, here's what's been proposed. Here's what they're doing. Here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. We want board approval to move on with the expenditure.
Before it's spent.
Before it's spent.
And they have that kind of commitment.
Most definitely.
I mean,
most definitely.
To me, that's what it is. Yeah. It's a placeholder for future use. It's not going anywhere. No one's going to run to Vegas. And, you know.
You can get the planning process.
I'll write my check for $75.
Okay, I'd like to proceed with the vote, if that's okay.
But can I ask a question?
I think
their concern is, and I understand it, if there is a need to for a sales tax increase to fund the budget with all of these placeholder items in it, that's, you know, are there just a plethora of placeholder budget items? We don't think it's going to be spent, but it's raising our budget to a certain level that now we have to go to the public and raise sales taxes.
Right.
Do we have enough money coming in anticipated now to cover this projected budget?
Oh yeah. In fact, in the budget we still have another $400,000 that's still ready for allocated. From that standpoint, the entire budget is a placeholder. I mean, we're trying to figure out what it takes to run the system. What we try to do is look at things where it could have specific public involvement, where the board would be intricately, it would be more beneficial to have the board intricately involved. And some of those things are that we've specifically identified are the project with USU, the voter survey. When we have a short-range transit plan, we keep the board involved with those type of aspects. There's other things that are very routine, like the buying of parts, the buying of tires, the buying of fuel. And we don't come back to the board with every single one of those. We give a quarterly report of the progress of where those projects are. Capital projects are one where we keep the board updated of where those projects are at. So there's a varying level based off of what type of projects going on for those placeholders, but certainly ones that are more like the USU project, the survey. Those ones will be coming back to the board to definitely inform you of what's going on, and in certain cases specifically ask that, we'd be approved to proceed with the project.
So no increase in sales tax is proposed or needed for this budget. As a
Not
matter of fact,
budget.
We have anticipated surplus of $400,000 by the end of 2018 if everything happens the way they expect to. Yes, ma'am.
One thing we need to understand is the sales tax is county sales tax. We get a prescribed portion of that sales tax if it is approved. It's not a transit district sales tax initiative.
Right.
It is more broadly based than that. And
you're talking
two,
if it happens next
right.
election year.
It will okay. be started and put forward by the county. And number two, if we were to get that increase in sales tax, that allows us to implement some of the route changes or additions that the short-range transit plan specifies, perhaps depending upon how much money is generated. But I think that it isn't, we need more money today, but if you want your transit district to grow, it can't grow any more than it is today without cutting part of our service extension or doing something else. So I think it's not an argument that goes for or against the sales tax, because number one, it's much more broadly based than that.
And if that did happen to pass, the county initiative would be a 2019 issue mm-hmm. for this board and for the budget. Does that answer your question, Deborah?
And we only get a defined percentage of it anyway.
Okay. Any final questions before we vote?
I just wanted to, just to add this, that the reason I agree totally with Dean, I'd like to see some of this money be spent more on service, because I think just what he said, so that's why I think if we can find places to put more money and send it so we can apply to service, because that's probably our most important thing. So that's why I consider it. Thinking of this, where can we save money so we can apply it more to service than stuff that doesn't really affect service.
I understand.
It would be nice to see and hear like more like bus stops and benches and stuff like that to help ridership. I mean, we're the services. We have $375,000 in just fluff money, professional fees, that there's no tangible assets to them. But I mean, to help the people that are on wheelchairs and stuff, I mean, we can have better bus stops and stuff like that to help them. I mean, none of that's in here. We're talking about ridership, and that's who it's for.
Hopefully, there's not too much fluff money in the budget. So,
well,
are we ready to vote? Let's take a vote. All in favor of passing the budget?
Well, do we first need to do a separate one on the $75,000 to see?
We never had a minute. Did you want to make a motion?
I thought I made a motion. My bad.
Okay. Do it again.
Okay. So my motion was to hold off on the $75,000
okay.
until it was more defined, and then we.
So that's a proposed amendment. Do we have a second to that amendment? We have a second. We're going to vote on that motion to amend to delete $75,000. All in favor of the motion to delete $75,000, raise your hands. All opposed, raise your hands. I think it's pretty obvious. Now we'll proceed to vote on the main motion to approve the budget for 2018. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
So we got two no's. Thank you very much. I appreciate your service very much.
So that's
2.33.
Yeah.
2.33.
0.33.
All right.
0.33. All right. We didn't have any abstentions, did we? So I think it was pretty good. So the motion to approve the budget passes. Thank you all and appreciate your service. And let's enjoy the evening. Anything else we want to add to anybody? Okay. We appreciate our staff very much. So.